You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
As I was saying, every turning point in our lives is an encounter with the truth of God's unfailing grace. You know the truth, then you repent, and that is your turning point, and you rise up in faith. Okay, again. You'll know the truth, and you repent of what is untrue, and that is your turning point, and you rise up in faith. Again, this group. You will know the truth, and you will repent of what is untrue, and that is your turning point, and you rise up in faith. What's that letter in the alphabet? What? J. Okay. Hindi niyo makakalimutan yan. Truth, turning point, which is repentance, and you rise up in faith. Okay ba yun? O pwede tayong muwi. Tapos na yung message natin. No. You know, when every turning point of our lives, Jesus as God wants us to remember something. That everything is under His lordship. Tandaan po natin. One big point today, as we would like you to take this home, is Christ's grace will lead us to a holy life. Christ's grace will lead us to a holy life. You know, the world is full of unholy people. In fact, you know, even demons and devils go to church. Tahimik kayo, ah. Tahimik ka. Totoo po yun. That's true. But you know what? Christ's grace, the grace of God, is the only efficacious solution to unholiness. Let's check this out. And look at what the word says. The law says this. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. Let's look at that. The law says, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and adulteress must be put to what? Death. Okay, let's look at another verse in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both men who slept with her and the woman must what? Die. Okay, let's look at Ezekiel 16:40. It says, they will bring a mob against you who will stone you and hack you to pieces with their swords. Wow. Whew. That's the law written in God's word. But we will see in the story, we just read the story, there are three, you know, characters of the story. Number one are the accusers, were called the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Tragically, these people are teachers of the law. And they're called Pharisees. Sino po ba yung mga Pariseo? Who are the Pharisees? Now, the Pharisees are the leaders of Judaism, which was the dominant religion at the time of Jesus. Judaism. Mahudyo. Huh? Judaism. And their leaders are called Pharisees. Now, these people are determined to follow the exact details of everything required in the Mosaic law. The law of Moses. We just read part of the Mosaic law in Deuteronomy and in the book of Ezekiel. Those are the Old Testament and part of the Mosaic law. Now, these Pharisees, itong mga Pariseo, ay kinausap ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng salita niya. Matthew chapter 15, verse 89, it's not there. Jesus said, these people, or the Pharisees, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are afar from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. These are the words coming from Jesus in the book of Matthew. Sabi niya, mga taong ito, sinasamba ko sa pamagitan ng kanilang mga labi. Labi lang. Huh? Lip service. But their hearts are far from me. Why? Why is that? Because these people, you know, they forgot the most important thing of the law is to meet the human need and the divine forgiveness of God. Yun po yun eh. Kanya may kautusan, ha? Hindi para gawing martilyo at ipalo sa iyo yung kautusan, bak! Patay ka. Hindi. The law was there for us to see. Sabi ng Panginoon, the law is like a mirror. You know? When you see the law, it's like a mirror. You see yourself. You see the things that are not supposed to be seen when you don't have a mirror. That's why there's the law. But these Pharisees are full of unrighteousness. Guys, they are covered. They're covering themselves in righteousness, yet they are full of unrighteousness. What did the law says? Let's go back to the book, to the text in Leviticus chapter 20. Sabi ron, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both adulterer and adulteress must be put to death. Doon din sa Deuteronomy, sabi niya, both man's wife, both men and who slept with her and the woman must die. We don't know. Nakita natin. But in the scene we just read, the story we just read, sino kasama nila? These Pharisees, teachers of the law, are now acting like a mob. It's a mob. M-O-B. Huh? Mob. Talagang, hihila nila yung babae. They threw him at Jesus' feet, made her to stand there before everyone. And where's the man? The question is there is, where is the man? If this woman has committed adultery, the Bible says, or the law says, that the man and the woman must be put to death. Di ba? Let's look at this, no? Eh, plastic to mga tao na to. Ang gusto lang na, they only wanted to bring the woman. Why? Because they wanted to trap Jesus. They wanted to trap Jesus with the law, using the law. Sabi nila, the Mosaic law says, the law of Moses said, no, this woman has to die by stoning. What do you say, Jesus? Iba? These people are so judgmental. And they are not, you know, using, they're not looking at the center of the heart of God, which is compassion, which is forgiveness, which is righteousness. Now, these accusers are also a company of people that are conniving not only to disregard the completeness of the law, but they are conniving to trap Jesus. You know, chapters before this, in chapters 6 and 7, you know, they were trying to look at, you know, at things that would put Jesus to shame. Huh? Gusto nila ipahiya si Jesus. Gusto nilang sirain yung testimony ni Jesus. That's why every part of the story that they are concocting, huh? Every part of the scheme that they are concocting is just to put Jesus to shame. But you know what? Jesus is Jesus. He's God incarnate. Ang Diyos ay buhay kay Jesucristo. Siya ang Diyos na nagkatawang tao, di ba? So maluloko mo ba ang Diyos? No, you cannot. So let's look at the next character. There is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was there and he bended his knees and writes in the dust words and stones. Yeah? Words and stones. Twice bends and writes in the dust. Nung nakita ko po ito, ano kaya sinulat ng Panginoon? Minsan ganun tayo eh. Yung hindi sinasabi ng Biblia, gusto nating malaman. Ano kaya sinulat niya doon? No? He wrote in the dust. Like we remember the mud and the spit, di ba? Last week, di ba? Dumura siya, he spat on the ground. And then he made mud out of the dust. And he placed that mud in the eyes of the blind man. And voila! The blind man,
after following Jesus, got his miracle. Di ba? Naalala ba natin yun? Spit, mud and spit. Okay. Ito, sumusulat si Jesus eh. Now, I was trying to look at the answer, and I came up probably I say this is only what I think. I think Jesus was writing in the dust the Ten Commandments. Diba? He's confronted with these people that are, you know, that are bearers of the law. Huh? These are learned people of the law, Pharisees, magagaling. Alam nila yung, you know, they know all the law, the Mosaic law. But when Jesus started writing the commands of God in the dust, and he has reached that point in Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. We have that. Let's look at that. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. He said, he wrote, "You shall not commit adultery." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, says, "Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in her heart, or with her in his heart." Again, repeating that. Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You know, the beauty of Jesus is, you know, he knows the law, the Old Testament, yet he gives a new vernacular of the law. Ito, yan ang batas, ito ang pinapaliwanag ko sa inyo. I am Jesus, the Messiah. I am Jesus, the Lord. I am Jesus, the Savior. I am Jesus, God's Son. And this is what I'm telling you. Now, sa panahon po natin, in our time, you know, there's such thing as casual sex. There's such thing as one night stand. Makinig po kayo. Hear this. Even without a relationship, it's still the bounds where we're transgressing the law of God. You, sabi ng Panginoon, the law says, the adulterer and the adulteress will die. Jesus was there, stooping and writing something on the ground. They were so insistent. And again he says, wow. He says, "He who has no sin, cast the first stone." Di ba? Pagsabi po niya noon, sinong walang kasalanan, siyang unang bumato sa babaeng ito. As I was explaining you last Sunday or two Sundays ago, there's a place in Jerusalem called the Valley of Kidron. It's Kidron Valley, no? Outside the gate of Jerusalem, there's a valley where history would say that the Jews who committed crimes like adultery, like, you know, murder, are placed there in that valley. Inuhulog po sila doon. Pagkatapos, the people will start picking up stones and will start, you know, stoning them until death. Until death do us part, the stone. Yeah? Patay ka ron. But Jesus said, "He who has no sin, without sin, let him first throw a stone at her." And what happened is, the Bible says, everyone started turning away. The old ones being first. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time. Mas simple yan. Split na ako. Di ba? At tatawa tayo, eh, ginagawa natin yung kumisip. Split na ako. Bahala na ka dyan. Yeah? Alala ko nga, nung panahon po ng kalokohan ng buhay ko, hindi pa ako Kristiyano, ginagawa namin yun eh. Ewan ko kung ginagawa, siguro ginagawa pa rin sa mundo yun, pero, you know, kakain kami sa restaurant, tapos biglang, simple yan ah, 1, 2, 3. Biglang nawawala, hindi magbabayad. Panginoon, patawarin mo ako. Ginawa ko yun eh. Okay. Alam ko na patawad na ako ng Panginoon doon. So they started, you know, getting out of that place where it's hot. Mainit. Kasi sa pool kagad sila eh, no? They were right there and Jesus just, you know, like got a stone, a spiritual stone, and Jesus just, pack, binato sila isa-isa eh. Di ba? And they started, you know, going out of that place. And who was left alone is the third character, which is the center of our story today. It is the woman. Ba't tayo tumaas dito? The woman. Ay, tumaas na glak. The woman was there, and Jesus asked her, "Where are those who are condemning you?" Sabi niya, "Asa na yung mga nag-accuse sa iyo?" And the woman says, "Wala na sila, Panginoon." Ayan. "Has no one condemned you?" Ayan. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" The answer of the woman, "Wala na po." Let's look at the answer. "No one, sir." Three small words. "No one, sir." In the course of that turning point, this woman kept silent because she knows that she was guilty. She knows that she was about to die. She knows that everyone, every eyes are in her, condemning her of what she has done. She has spoke nothing to defend herself, just saying Jesus in her mind, "Up to you, God." Tayo kumisan, you know, people will try to struggle and reason out things when they are in sin. They will say, you know, "Lord, ano lang naman yan eh. Fling lang yan, fling lang. Konti lang yan. Lord, tingin lang ako eh. Silip lang." What did the Bible says? Matthew says, if you look at a woman lustfully, and also, it applies to women. Women, are you here? Not only men, women. E tao din kayo, di ba? Hello? Tumitingin din kayo. "I'm poggy." Yeah. Oh, tatawa kayo, di ba? Of course, men are more aggressive, di ba? Saka, men are more pasimple, di ba? Tumingin kayo. Be, sumulyap lang eh. We know when she was there, that woman standing, only Jesus was there. "Nobody accused you," sabi ni Jesus. What's the next verse there? It says, "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and live your life of sin." Look at that. Look at that. "Go now and live your life of sin." You know, the Pharisees were thinking that the law will save them. That the law would make them righteous. No one says. Romans 3:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus." Everyone has sinned. "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and live your life of sin." "For all have sinned," say all, "and fall short of the glory of God." This woman had her turning point right there and there, only he and Jesus, only she and Jesus. Isn't it right? Even in a place like this, everyone is here. Everyone is hearing the message. Yet, there is a turning point for every one of us when we just stand and just say, Jesus, it's between you and me. When Jesus says, I love your son, I love your daughter, I'm mindful of you. Opo, kahit na ganito tayo karami, 800 tayo o 700 tayo rito, alam ng Panginoon ang bawat isa sa atin. Kilala niya ang bawat isa sa atin. That when you reach that crossroad of your turning point, the Pharisees had their turning point, di ba? Doon lang sa, in the point when they were there and they just heard what Jesus said, they should have said, Lord, I have sinned. Please forgive me, Lord. But no, they just heard the words of Jesus that says, anyone who has no sin, cast the first stone. They started living. Instead of going from the truth to repentance to faith, they said truth and they... How true it is for us. Pag naririnig natin yung mga totoong salita ng Diyos, tapos tinatamaan tayo doon sa ginagawa natin, sabi na, hindi na ako babalik dito, yoko rito. Parang sinabi yata nung nag-invite sa akin yung buhay ko sa pastor. Kanya yung pastor. Yan o, kinakausap ako ng pastor. Hindi po. I am not, you know, pinning on you. The Holy Spirit is convicting you. If there's something, anything under the sun in the corner of that heart that is sin, the God, the Holy Spirit is talking to you right now. Bigat nga, adultery. But you know, small sin, medium sin, large sin, XL sin, everything is sin. And God hates sin, but He loves the sinner. He loves you and me. Di ba ba? The woman had her turning point. And he heard the truth that she was a sinner. And Jesus says, go and live your life of sin. And he went. Favorite words of God is come and go. Favorite words of Jesus is come and go. He says in the book of Matthew, come to me, all of you that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest for your soul. Said in the Bible, come, let us reason together. Though your sins as red as scarlet, I could make them as white as snow. Come, he says. And he says, also go. Because go and make disciples. Go and say that testimony that God has changed your life, that God has forgiven you, that Jesus has cleansed you. For the only thing that matters is the Lord Jesus Christ forgiving us when we come to Him in repentance. That woman had her turning point. So Lord Jesus said to him, come now. And then the Lord Jesus says, go and live your life of sin. Let's bow our heads. Today, Lord, it's not easy to hear words that will hurt our feelings, words that will pierce our hearts, because there is sin there. There is unrighteousness there, God. But today, Lord God, as we see the turning point, the experience of that woman, Lord, that you forgave her, you did not condemn her. God, we're here also, Lord God, seated and saying, Lord, we just honor you in our lives. We're sinful people. Lord, we have transgressed your law. Lord, we have violated, Lord God, your law. Yet today, Lord God, you said in your word, the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. You said in your word, God, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just, who will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You said in your word, God, Lord, you will not turn away those who are coming to you, God. Lord, today as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, we say, Lord, it's between me and you today. Kausapin po ninyo ang Panginoon. Ano man ang kasalanang nasa puso ninyo, nagawa ninyo, naisip ninyo, alam po ng Panginoon yun. Inaantay lamang niyang sabihin niyo sa Kanya. Inaantay lamang niyang ibulong niyo sa Kanya. Inaantay lamang niyang sabihin niyo sa Kanya, Panginoon, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm repenting for what I've done. If it is your first time to hear these words of the gospel, today is your turning point to have Jesus be the Lord of your life, to have Jesus forgive you of all your sins, to have Jesus be Savior for you. Our heads are bowed still and eyes are closed. If you would like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, please raise up that hand. Sinasabi mo, yes, I would like to be forgiven of all my sins. Raise up that hand. Salamat po. Yes. Sino pa po? Yeah. Taas yung inyong kamay. Salamat sa nakataas ng kamay. Thank you for raised hands. In fact, I would request you, those that raised their hands, will you stand wherever you're seated? Yun lang po nagtaas ng kamay. Will you stand? Those just raise up their hands. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tumingin po kayo sa akin. Nothing mystical about this, but it is the Word of God that says, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. Yan po sabi ng salita ng Diyos. Everyone has sinned, but yet when he come to Jesus and ask forgiveness, he will cleanse you of that, forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from that unrighteousness. Manalangin po kayo ng ganitong prayer. Ha? Ready po kayo? You pray this prayer aloud wherever you're standing right now. Huh? Mag-pray po kayo ng ganito. Sige po, tayo po, we don't just watch. Let's stand in faith because heaven is open today and ready to receive, you know, the prayer of these people and they be entering the kingdom of God today. Mag-pray po kayo ng ganito. Lahat po na nakatayo. Lahat po na nakatayo. Pwera yung usher, ha? Lahat po na nakatayo. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Today, I believe in you. Jesus, Savior, Redeemer of my life. I accept you into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and giving me eternal life today. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin sila. Yan, oh. Yan, oh. Yes. Yes. Mamaya po, after the gathering, somebody will come to you and talk to you. Okay, bro, mamaya na, bro. Mamaya na. Okay. Okay, let's do that. Sarap, no? Ang sabi po ng Bible, you know, one soul coming to repentance, you know, receiving Jesus, multitudes in heaven are rejoicing. Can we rejoice with them today? Yeah! Woo! Ngayon po, tapos na ba tayo? Hindi pa po eh. Kinakausap kayo ng Panginoon. Lahat tayo kinakausap ng Panginoon. May we all stand? Everyone stand? He knows your life. He knows my life. He knows where you stand today. He says, son, daughter, I want you to come back to me. If there's sin in that life, if there's sin in your life today, he wants you to just go back and be cleansed. Taas po natin ating mga kamay. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, here we are, God, like that woman. Panginoon, maaari pong itinatago-tago namin ang kasalanan ito. Maaari, Panginoon, isisikreto namin, sinisikreto namin ang kasalanan ito. Pero, Lord, alam mo ang bawat kalagayan namin. Today, Lord God, search our heart, Lord God. Lord, remove and forgive that sin, God. Lord, we come to you in humility, God. Because the Bible says, God, you give grace to the humble, Lord. In all humility, God, we say, Lord, forgive us of what we've done, what we've taught, Lord God, our actions that did not, Lord God, be of faith, God. Everything that is not of you, God, Lord, we ask forgiveness right now. And Lord, we embrace the cross of Christ, and we will not forget its benefits, Lord God. It says, Lord God, he has forgiven us our sins. Jesus forgave us our sins. He said he has healed us from all our diseases, Lord God, and he has renewed our strength, God. Righteousness in Jesus Christ be ours today. Salamat po, Panginoon. Lalakad kami na mayroong patotoo. Natunay po, Panginoon, that the turning point of our lives, God, is today. And we said, enough is enough for the things that are not of God. And from now on, God, we'll be seeking and living holiness, a holy life. Because Christ's grace will lead us to holy living. Thank you for that grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.